know where your septic waste goes. Whether or not you have a septic tank, people often do not ponder where septic waste goes. It might not be the most pleasant thought, but knowing where septic waste goes can help you better understand how to care for and manage your septic tank. Neglecting septic tank cleaning may result in some bad situations and environmental problems. Read on to learn the importance of periodic maintenance and septic pumping in Sparks. Septic tank cleaning basics. The waste is disposed of in the drain through separation, treatment, and drainage. This technique is intended to reduce negative environmental impacts and promote cleanliness for residential and business owners by adhering to the same requirements as municipal sewer systems. However, septic systems operate differently than these systems. Septic systems comprise several components, including plumbing, a septic tank, and a leach field. Water entering your septic tank is split into three layers: sludge, effluent, and scum. Sludge is a waste that settles at the tank's bottom, necessitating periodic cleaning. The liquid transferred to the drain field after separation is known as effluent. Meanwhile, scum is the fat, oil, and grease that floats to the tank's surface. The effluent passes through the septic leach field while scum and sludge remain in the tank until pumped out. What happens to septic waste? Septic tanks will begin to accumulate scum and sludge over 3 to 5 years, which need to be cleaned through plumbing contractor services in Reno, Nevada. However, if sludge remains unremoved, the tank will overflow and may get damaged. To measure the levels of scum and sludge in your system, it must receive an annual inspection and septic tank cleaning. During septic cleaning, the contractor pumps out scum and sludge from your septic system using a vacuum hose. Once the waste is removed, it is transported to the municipal waste treatment facility and processed with municipal waste. The waste can be treated in cesspools but may also be used to grow organic foods and generate electricity. Waste disposal options. Numerous options are available for treating wastewater in a sewage treatment plant, and some are outlined below. Cesspool. A cesspool is a waste removal system through which the household waste is carried to a waste tank. In this system, the waste is broken by chemicals into effluent to be disposed of in approved landfills. Subsequently, the accumulated scum and sludge in the tank are filtered and removed. However, cesspools are uncommon due to severe septic disposal rules. Gravity drainage. Gravity drainage refers to wastewater that exits a home when drainage pipes are angled downwards. It pulls the waste, and the sewer line remains in this downward flow until it reaches the septic tank or sewage treatment facility. When the wastewater reaches the tank, it is filtered and returned. A gravity drainage system keeps the drain entrapment away, making it a viable option to prevent central drain entrapment in residential and commercial pools. Pumping station. Effluent is transported into a pumping station to draw air into an aeration system and transfer wastewater to higher elevations. Sewage collecting systems are utilized here to control raw sewage from subterranean gravity pipes. Call professionals for septic tank cleaning. For the seamless functioning of your septic system, it is vital to understand what goes into your septic tank. Whether you need basic septic tank cleaning, inspection, or any other plumbing repair in Reno, Nevada, consult with the professionals to assist you with the best services and long-lasting results. Consider periodic inspections instead of waiting for some problem to arise.